Thank you. I now call to order the December 14th, 2017 open session of the Pacifica National Board. It is now 8:37 Eastern Time. Mr. Secretary, please take roll.
Okay. Grace Allen?
Here.
This is Seth. Jonathan? Alexander?
Here.
Okay. David Beeson? No, wrong. Jim Brown?
Yeah.
Jim is here. Adriana? Kessler?
Present.
Okay, Adriana is here. Bill Clojure?
Here.
Clojure is here. Catherine Davis? Not on yet. Okay. Benita Diaz. Not on yet. Ron McGonagher. Not on yet. Jan Goodman.
I'm here.
Goodman is here. Sabrina Jacobs. Not on yet. Ken Lofer.
Here.
Lofer is here. Brother Mark.
Here.
Mark is here. Serene Roberts. Okay, Sylvia is present. Mansour Sabah?
Are there?
Sabah is present. GM? GM Spooks?
Yeah.
Yeah. James Spooks here. Nancy Soden? Okay, Nancy is not on yet. Alex Steinberg?
Sabrina's here.
Okay, here is. Sabrina is here. All right. Let's join.
David.
Okay, David, yep. You joined up. Okay. Tanaka is here. Temba? Temba Sponda? Not on yet. Andrea Turner? Not on yet. Mascara? Okay, Mascara is on. So at the moment, we have 15, Jonathan. Phil?
Okay, thank you. Want to identify my timekeepers?
I'll be happy to do whatever you want.
Okay, you're going to do the people.
Okay.
Keep a, I know it's going to be like 90 seconds for speakers, et cetera. And Aki, agenda item. Of agenda items with lots of little times on them today, I see.
Okay.
And then are there any excused absences? I'm still trying to get my email open here.
Yeah, I didn't receive any today. No?
Okay. Then no problem. We can move along. In about 5 minutes, we're going to have an AG report, and that's before the agenda. Just a moment before we hear points of order, I want to explain, because I'm sure there'll be questions about that as well. The reason why there's an item before agenda approval this evening, it is at the request of our speaker tonight, who is from the Attorney General's office. It will be Ms. Mosler. She'll be joining us at 5:45 sharp. And at that time, we'll go directly to her. Until then, though, I hear a point of order from Ms. Cassaneff.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I want to, you know, my point of order, you know, what my point of order is, right, about the illegal use of my circumference, and I'm sending that exactly to the whole board right now. I want to be sure that those are put in, into the minutes. Okay, I'm sending it just now. I ask the chair to stop the violation of the Pacifica Foundation by law and the California Corporation Code by using a telephonic system of communication that prevents to comply with Article 6, meaning of the Board of Directors Section 3, telephonic meetings, and the California Code Corporation Title 1, number 5211, I want my point of order again, we are supposed to, every time that it's a breach or violation of the bylaw, we are obligated to point it. Okay, that's one of my points of order, and I ask the chair to stop the use of maestro conference.
Yes, ma'am, and as stated and voted on before, we will continue. It's my ruling that we'll use the continue to use the maestro conference system. However, I want to be sure that the secretary attaches what you just forwarded to the board to the minutes. Then he attaches your objection to the minutes, and I believe that it was attached to last week's minutes that it's been happening. If not, be sure to let us know when it's time to approve the minutes, and we'll take care of that as well.
Obviously, I challenge your ruling, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Challenge.
Thank you very much. But as we vote on this many times and the outcome will not change, we're not going to go to a vote on that at this time. But I will ask the secretary to note your challenges in the minutes.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. And let me pause for just a moment while I get our guest on the line.
Mr. Chair, is there anything?
Yes, Mr. Diaz?
Yeah, I also have a point of order.
What is your point of order?
Okay. It's today, December the 14th, 2017, is the seventh consecutive time that Sharon Brown has not been included in the roll call, whereas Mansoor Sabah continues to be included in this roll call as a member of this CMV. As we all know, on October 26th, the court in California ruled that Sharon Brown is to be returned as a member of the Los Angeles LSB and as a member of this CMV, and that Mansoor Sabah is to be taken off the CMV and Ismael Bada is to be taken off the KPFK LSB. The PMB is hereby ordered by the court. If this PMB doesn't want to be held in contempt of court, it would be wise to receive Sharon Brown and Asif Mansoor. Accordingly, Mansoor's name will be taken off the roll call and substituted with that of Sharon. I know that RID, Mr. Crozier, and a Pacifica lawyer, Mr. Green, decided to appeal the court's decision. However, let me make clear to those that don't already know that in the 2011 Bernstein case, the court ruled that an appeal does not stay the execution of a court order. Several of the members of this PMB were also in the PMB at that time and are well aware of this ruling. The rest of you can follow their lead if you want to, but you do so at your own risk. Furthermore, let me remind the PMB that Mr. Crozier and Mr. Green had no authority to file this appeal since the PMB wasn't even aware that they wanted to take such, much less did we vote to approve it.
Fine.
Oh, I can continue, but okay, cool, time. Yeah, so, Mr. Chair, should I continue or? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I was up.
Sorry, I can't hear anybody.
I can't get Jonathan is trying to get the call lined up.
I'm sorry, Ms. Mosler, can you hear us now?
Yes, that's better. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I had my own phone muted, which happens frequently. I apologize. right now, Ms. Mosler is from the Attorney General's office is on the line, and we're going to stop everything, and we're going to... she has... 10 to 15 minutes on the agenda to make a report. Thank you, Ms. Mosler, for joining us.
You're welcome, and good evening, everyone. As was said, my name is Julianne Mosler. I'm a Deputy Attorney General in the Charitable Trust section of the California Attorney General's Office. The Charitable Trust Section enforces statutes and regulations that govern charities and nonprofits operating in California. I've been asked to speak to you tonight regarding your duties as directors on Pacifica's National Board and the potential consequences for failure to adhere to those duties. The information I'm going to give you is broadly applicable to every aspect of your role as directors, but is critically important in the context of the current crisis. That said, I'm not your attorney, and I'm not going to provide you with legal advice. Pacifica has competent legal counsel who's being paid to advise and guide Pacifica in its legal matters. Any questions you have about what I'm telling you tonight should be directed to him. Pacifica Foundation's Articles of Incorporation state that the purposes for which the corporation was formed include an outlet to artists, to supply educational opportunities, to share information, and to foster peace and understanding between individuals and nations. As directors on the National Board, each of you owe a duty of loyalty to Pacifica to help it achieve these stated purposes. It means that your personal interests and or the interests of your local stage radio station must take a backseat to Pacifica's interests when you're acting in your capacity on the National Board. When your personal interests or those of your local station diverge from Pacifica's interests must always take precedence. As a director on Pacifica's National Board, each of you must act in a manner you sincerely believe to be in Pacifica's best interests. That means every decision you make must be made for the purpose of advancing Pacifica's interests, even if that means that the interests of your local station or even your personal interests are adversely affected. To do otherwise constitutes an impermissible conflict of interest that can result in your removal from the board, litigation, or even Pacifica's collapse and closure. As directors on the National Board, each of you also owes a duty of care and inquiry toward Pacifica. The duty of care and inquiry requires that each of you be reasonably informed and take whatever steps are necessary to make sure you have relevant information about whatever issue is being addressed at the national level. All of the decisions you make about Pacifica must be made in good faith. Good faith generally means honesty in light of all the facts available to you, including information, opinions, reports or statements, and financial statements and other data, in each case, prepared or presented by one or more of the officers of the corporation, counsel, independent accountants, or other persons as to whom the matters the director believes to be within such person's professional experience or competence, or a committee upon which the director does not serve, but that is composed entirely or exclusively of any of the combination of directors or persons described in paragraph one, which are officers or employees of the corporation. And as to matters within the committee's designated authority. You are also required to participate in decision-making, again, with Pacifica's best interests driving your decision. And you must exercise independent judgment in making those decisions. Obstructing the decision-making process can constitute a violation of your duties of loyalty and good faith. Paralyzing the National Board by bringing it to deadlock in order to serve interests of a local station is a blatant conflict of interest and a violation of your duties as a director. If you fail in your duties as a director, or if you actively sabotage Pacifica's efforts to operate its business, you can be subject to legal repercussions, including but not limited to removal from the board, an order prohibiting you from serving on any board of any nonprofit in California, or a civil judgment against you personally. If your response to the idea of a personal civil judgment is, I don't have any assets, so I don't care, then you need to ask yourself whether you're acting in Pacifica's best interest and demand an honest answer. Whether you recognize it or not, Pacifica is at the ultimate crossroads. Judgment against WBAI for back rent was filed 2 days ago. When a judgment holder undertakes to collect, it's called execution. Given Pacifica's current situation, that term could not be more apt. As we understand it, there are three serious options for avoiding execution. The first being a signal swap of WBAI's signal from the Empire State Building to a signal lower on the dial. The second option is filing bankruptcy. And the third option is to obtain financing by leveraging the buildings in Berkeley and Los Angeles either through a sale or a collateralized loan. I won't tell you what to do. Your attorney, your CFO, and your officers have thoroughly examined all the options available to Pacifica. They will answer your questions and provide you with all the information you need to make a decision. But you must make a decision, because refusing to do so is an abdication of the responsibilities you accepted when you took a seat on the national board, and creates a very real risk that Pacifica and its mission will burn to ashes around you. I ask you to let the 2016 presidential campaign be a cautionary tale. Factions on the left were unwilling to coalesce when it really mattered. You don't need me to recite all the consequences of that failure, and if the memory of the 2016 campaign doesn't scare you straight, nothing will. Right now you have a chance to refocus and make a difference before the midterm elections, but you have to take it. Don't abandon your responsibilities as directors on the national board in favor of personal or local interests. Everybody's in the same boat. You need to row together. Don't let your differences distract from the important work ahead of you. I hope this has helped to clarify your duties as board members and sharpen the consequences of the failure to fulfill those obligations. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mosler.
You're welcome.
And I take it you're not going to accept any questions?
No, I'm not going to accept any questions. They should be directed to Mr. Green.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Green has just sent out an email very recently on the matter. Okay. We'll continue our meeting very much. If you care to listen, you can listen to us at KPFTX or Pacifica.org.
Okay.
Or you can stay on the line if you like.
Good night.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to go back to Mr. Diaz so we can finish up with that. Give me 1 second. More than one technical problem happened, but we're back now.
Hello?
Yes.
Ms. Mosler, Lester in writing?
I can ask her if she can send that to her writing, but she's no longer on the line. Right now, we're going, but it was streamed and recorded for all of perpetuity. Again, I tried to state it earlier, but I believe my phone may have been muted, that the reason why that item was on the agenda prior to everything else, even agenda, was at her request. Okay, but now I'm going to go back to Mr. Diaz. Mr. Diaz?
We have
to finish up with you before we can move further, okay?
Sure. What's up, Chair?
I understand.
Okay.
I understand time was up. I just want him to restate. I understand. I just was trying to catch your point. But again, your item will be is being addressed on this evening's agenda. It looks like item number nine, 2016 delegate elections recount. And now we're going to move on to agenda approval. It's a really long agenda. Does everyone have the agenda there in front of them?
Mr. Chair, I thought you wanted me to continue or complete.
No, your time was up. I just wanted to make sure, because we were interrupted right there at the last spot, and I just wanted to make sure that everything was clear there for you. And I realized that I was speaking, and I had the mute on my phone muted, and I wasn't sure exactly when I was on, when I was off there. I just wanted to make sure that you heard everything I said, because your objection is actually being noted and addressed by this body on item number nine. And I want to direct everyone's attention to this agenda. It has 11 items on it. No, it has 12 items on it, including adjournment. It's a very long one. So I suggest that everyone take a quick look over it, and I'm going to ask, are there any objections to the agenda as is? And incidentally, Mr. Secretary, we have 10 minutes on this item.
Nancy, request for information. Mr. Chair.
Okay, I hear a question from Nancy, but first I hear Benito was still trying to say something. Mr. Diaz?
Yeah. I didn't quite hear what you were trying to say. You said my concern is being addressed in item number 9. I don't have access to my computer's doing something crazy updating right now. I don't know how that happened, but I can't control it, so I can't see what number 9 is. And in any case, I would like...
Update problem.
Well, yeah, well, number 1, so that I'm just telling you, I can't see. I wanted to know what number 9 is because I can't see it right now. But also, I want to have noted on in the minutes that I confess that I challenged the ruling of the chair in this motion.
Okay, thank you. And my ruling is that we're going to address this issue on the agenda. Since everyone may not have their agenda right there in front of them, there is a large spate of Microsoft litigation.
Go ahead. Noted in the minutes.
Yes, sir.
Would you please turn Benito's volume down? There's a lot of distortion.
I'll ask Benito to do that right now, if he can, and just put it back away from the phone. I'm going to read the agenda real quickly for people who haven't had it. Nancy, you had a point of information.
Right, yes. I'm sorry, I couldn't get to my phone, but I was listening online. And I see there was an AG report, and I was wondering who called that AG, who arranged for that?
That will be explained after agenda approval. The officers arranged for that, myself, Mr. Crozier, and Ms. Jacobs. But let me just get to this.
Regarding the decision, why didn't you tell them that we've already made a decision to get a loan?
No, I'm sorry. The report, the time there, that was at the request of the AG's office. And I'm not going to entertain a bunch of questions about this right now. I understand your concern, but we're going to handle business in order tonight, at least for now. So I'm going to go ahead and read the agenda. Item number 3 is agenda approval. Item number 4 is minutes approval. That's minutes from 12/7/17. That's at 5 minutes. Number 5 is motion to prepare for bankruptcy. That's 15 minutes. Okay. Item number 6 is divided into 12 items. So again, if you can take a look at this agenda, you probably want to see this, but item number 6 is not a total of 90 minutes divided into 12 separate items, and they're all under bylaws amendments, discussion and voting. So that's 12 items right there. Item number 7, which says 8 here, because looks like Aki missed the 7 there. Can you clarify that for me, Mr. Secretary? Aki? Is motion for ED hiring authorization supposed to be item number 7 or 8?
I just miscounted.
Okay, no problem. 7. That's item number 7, and that's at 15 minutes. And then item number 9 is 2016 delegate elections recount. That's at 10 minutes. And then item number 10 is 2018 PNB affiliate directors interview process. That's at 10 minutes. Item number 11 is discussion of mechanisms to allow the board timely access to information for decision-making regarding short and long-term recovery planning, including Empire State Realty Trust solutions, real estate appraisals, broadcast license valuations, payroll and pension plan obligations. 2016 audit and other Pacifica debts and obligations. After that is adjournment. Are there any objections to the agenda as is?
Point of information? Point of information?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear it.
This is Grace. I have an objection to the agenda.
Robert,
I'd like to an amendment.
Everybody, don't speak up at once. We're going to do this one at a time. Ms. Kasinek, you have a question?
Yes. You say adjournment, but if I don't mistake, we have 9:30. We have the executive session, right? It means that the adjournment that is again in the agenda is not there is 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, right?
Yes, do you propose? That is correct. And I didn't add up all the items on the agenda.
Thank you.
But if you're suggesting that it takes longer, then we may have to, someone may have to move for an extension later on in the meeting. Are there any objections to this agenda?
Yes. Yes, I have an objection. Jan Goodman. I'm sorry.
Jan Goodman, who else has an objection?
Grace Aaron, I have an objection.
That's some time ago.
I'd like to make an amendment.
I hear Serene Roberts. No, I heard Serene Roberts before Jan, and then Grace.
And then
okay, Ms. Roberts. And then Benito. Okay, that's four. That's enough.
The chair.
You have a question?
Yes, I'm still puzzled about that. I don't understand. You said number 9 deals with my point of order. Number 9 you just said is the 2016 election recount. What does that have to do with my point of order? So that's my question. But also, my second question is I request that you have the secretary put my point of order in the minute.
I think I already requested that, but if not, Mr. Secretary, please do so. Item number 9. Oh, no, I guess that is a different matter. I'm sorry. That's
which number 9? Q number 9.
Your point is taken, Mr. Diaz. However, my ruling... That should be brought up on the agenda item. We should vote on that. The body can vote. Go ahead and vote on that, but not at the moment because we're on agenda approval. And Mr. Secretary, we're already at time for this item.
So I'm going to we have 2 more minutes.
Thank you. So you follow me there, Mr. Diaz. My ruling still holds that for this meeting, but I would hope someone would bring up a motion so the body can just vote on it. But on the last meeting and the meeting before that, it was stated that since we're appealing that, we're going to leave things the way they are for now until our legal counsel sorts that out. And that was the directive I got this morning. But again, I thought that's what item number 9 was going to pertain to. I apologize. After that, I have Ms. Roberts. Do you have an objection to this agenda?
The issue of the affiliate directors joining the 2018 PMD has been problematic since someone brought a motion by which they sought to undo the bylaws. It continues in that motion, with its already known flaws, also makes no arrangement for the directors, potential directors, to be interviewed. And
I'm sorry, what item are you talking about? Item number 10?
I'm not looking at the agenda. I'm dealing with the affiliate directors, as I said. So the date that has been calendared for that was the 20th. I'm sorry, who's speaking? Why is someone speaking?
You're misinformed because the...
I'm sorry, Jan, you're out of order.
Who is that person?
You're out of order, Ms. Goodman.
The fact is that the motion that was approved did not include interviews of the affiliate director nominees. And you can't call people the day of the meeting to say, oh, and by the way, we're going to have to interview you. All I'm asking, and have been asking since last week when we called a special meeting to get this done but didn't, is that people be notified in advance, like now, that they're going to be interviewed next week, presumably.
But Ms. Roberts, what are you suggesting?
That really needs to be prioritized. That should be the first course of business.
Ms. Roberts,
I move that we strike that from the agenda and put it next week until we can interview the candidates.
I don't know who's speaking, but one, you
that,
don't
that
have
sounds
a
like Ms. Sorden.
You're missing the point.
Ms. Roberts, listen, if you're speaking, in relation to the agenda, because that's the item that we're on. It appears that you're speaking to item number 10. It seems that one of your friends is trying to help you out by suggesting to strike the item that you're asking to be removed. And if I understand you correctly, you're also asking that the affiliate candidates be notified in a reasonable time. Am I correct?
That's what the agenda item is, and I'll thank you to not try to identify who my friends are. It is irrelevant.
It is difficult.
Whoever is interrupting me.
However, okay. Well, basically, question on this, Ms.
Jonathan.
Yes.
We're out of the time for this item, and also if he followed the timeline, we should be able to get that to that motion. So. Let's move the meeting and then we can get to the motion.
The meeting is actually 22 minutes.
That is very likely. I heard, however,
no,
Ms. Gordon,
the agenda and the last meeting.
Ms. Gordon had a motion to simply strike that from agenda, which is what we're actually supposed to be discussing as this is agenda approval. Was that you, Ms. Gordon? And did I hear a second?
Yes, that was
Ms. Gordon wasn't recognized.
Thank you.
She wasn't recognized.
We make a motion without being recognized.
Who seconds? Does anyone second that? Because she was actually speaking pertaining to the agenda and not just wasting time. So I'm recognizing her now. Is that correct, Ms. Sorden? And did someone second your motion?
That's correct. Somebody second my motion.
I don't hear it.
Nobody's going to second my motion because it wasn't recognized.
The problem. How much time do we have on agenda approval, Mr. Secretary?
We're over 3 minutes.
Mr. Chair,
over
by 3 minutes. In that case, we're going to have to move the agenda. We're going to have to go to a vote. And since there was only one thing brought up and not seconded, we are simply voting on the agenda as is. A yes vote.
Grace. I'd like to make a motion to extend time for agenda approval for 7 minutes because we have some amendments and you haven't allowed certain people to speak yet. So I'd like to.
I'm going to remind my time. Everybody gets 90
seconds.
7 minutes
to this agenda item.
Do I hear a second for an extension of 7 minutes?
15 seconds. So.
Are there objections to extending 7 minutes for agenda approval? Hearing none.
Mr. Chair, I have the floor, and I made a motion. You did not ask for a second. Instead, you asked for a second for the person who interrupted me seizing the floor.
Ms. Roberts, I asked you if you had a motion. I heard no motion come from you. If you had a motion to strike item number 10, we would have just voted on that. It was real simple, but no one...
I propose that it be moved ahead of everything else, because the interviews are to be next Thursday.
Never heard you say that. Never heard you say that, oddly enough.
Perhaps you were talking allowing someone else to talk.
Yes, I would agree. If people wouldn't talk when they don't have the floor, it may not happen. So we should all be warned, this is what happened. And so it's just happened.
Whatever.
Again. So we're going to have to move on with the agenda. Item number 10 to be strict or move... A motion.
Request for information.
We've already extended 7 minutes. I hope I can keep in time. And now that we have extended on this item, is there a second for Ms. Roberts' motion? We can do this. It's a simple. Thank you. And we'll go to a vote on that, and then we'll come back to Jan and Grace. That's if we go to a vote,
Five minutes,
and don't waste a bunch of time on it. So, Mr. Secretary,
Nancy,
is coming
in.
Request for information.
Nancy, start a request for information.
Guess not. I hear two requests for information. Bill, then Nancy. Go ahead, Bill.
Where is she proposing to move it up on the agenda? Or where to go?
Ms. Roberts, will you answer?
My statement was above everything else.
Above everything else.
I don't have a copy of the agenda.
Okay, closure for the stack.
I don't have a copy of the agenda.
Can you check the
information
right there? And so now, Nancy Sorden has a request for information, and this is the last one, this is the last anything before we go to a vote. How are we going to get things done this evening? Ms. Sorden, what is your question?
Okay, so this would be to discuss, this one clarification from Serene to discuss, I'm sorry, my motion before was inappropriate because I didn't understand the item. So this is to discuss the interview process, not to vote on the affiliate directors, correct?
Right.
Is that right, Serene? Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so a yes vote moves item number 10.
Oh, the Crozier for the stack. I was going to speak on this motion.
Above everything else, and then a no vote would be not. But I said that we're just going to go to a vote on this real quickly, Bill. And we're not going to have people speak on it.
Well,
but it's not going to happen.
Sorry.
I thought the last one. All right.
I have to go. Mr. Secretary, you're taking the vote.
Okay, so we're voting to move items about the affiliates director, the first item on the agenda. Is that right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Chris is yes. All right. Jonathan Alexander?
No.
Okay, Jonathan is no. David Beaton? David? Okay, let me get back to you. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Brown is yes. Adriana Kasanev?
Yes.
Kasanev is yes. Bill Crozier?
No.
Coach no. Catherine Davis?
Abstain, and I'm here.
Okay, abstain. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Diaz is yes. Rhonda Garner? She's not on yet. Okay, Jan Goodman?
Yes, and I thank Doreen for writing it.
Jan Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Jacob is no. Ken Rofo?
Pass.
Okay. Rofo passes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Okay. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts is yes. Okay. Mansour Sabah?
No.
Surprise, no. GM Scruggs?
No.
Scruggs, no. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Sorden is yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is no. Timber Shibanda?
Yes.
Shibanda is yes. Andrea Turner?
No, and I'm present, by the way.
Oh, yes. Okay, no. Okay. Mosquera?
Yes.
Mosquera is yes. Okay. And only one pass is Ken Lawford. You passed?
Abstain.
Okay, you abstain. All right. And David Beaton?
Yes, I'm on the call. I vote no.
Okay, you vote no. All right. And Ron Magana is not on. Okay, all right. it's 11 yes, 8 no, and 2 abstention, so that item is listed on the agenda.
Okay, and now we move to Jan Goodman.
Ms. Goodman.
Also, Chair, we're out of time.
Jan Goodman, I pass.
Okay, and we're out of time. That was our 7 minutes?
Yes.
Jan, I would like to... No, Jan, it's time for you're being recognized to put forward your amendment to the agenda.
She passed, Ms. Aaron.
I'm very sorry. My amendment is to extend time to set a time certain for 10 o'clock tonight for the open agenda for the open.
The problem there is that we're out of time for agenda approval. Isn't that correct, Mr. Secretary?
Yes, we're out of time.
Right.
Okay, so we have to vote no, and then we have to extend time. Is that what it is?
No.
What?
On agenda approval, then we get more time to do something, as I understand it, right? Why not allow us to vote on this?
Yeah, that's what we're about to vote on right now, is agenda approval. That's where we're at. Yes vote approves this agenda as is. A no vote does not, and we'll have to, as Jan said, extend time and try to do whatever it takes to get you guys to approve the agenda. So, Mr. Secretary, you're going to take a vote. A yes vote is for agenda approval, and a no vote is not.
Okay, so this is agenda approval as amended. Okay, Grace R?
No.
Okay, Grace is no. Okay, David Beaton, agenda approval?
Yes.
Beaton is yes. Jim Brown? Okay, good night to you. Adriana Kessler?
Yes, hello.
Okay, Adriana is yes. Bill Corger?
Yes.
Corger is yes. Catherine Davis?
No.
Okay, Davis is no. Benita Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Ron Lagana?
No.
Ron. Jan Goodman?
No.
Goodman is no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Lofer?
No.
Lofer is no. Robert Mark?
No.
Robert Mark is no. Serene Roberts? Serene?
Yes.
Serene is yes. Mansour Sabat?
Abstain.
Mansour abstain?
Pass.
Okay, oh, pass for now. Okay. T.M. Scruggs?
Yes.
Perkins, yes. Nancy Sauter?
Pass.
Okay, you pass. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Steinberg is no. Tanaka votes yes. Temba, Shivanda?
Yes.
Temba is yes. Andrea Tana?
Yes.
Andrea Tana is yes. Mosquera? Washington?
No.
Miscarriage? No. Okay, let me get back to Jonathan. Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. All right. Mansour Sabah?
No.
Mansour Sabah is no. All right. And Nancy Sorden?
No.
Nancy Sodom is no. All right. Let's see. Let me get this here.
Did you get Bill Corger?
Temple
wants to change the vote to no.
Okay. Temple wants to change the vote to no. All right.
Did
That's
you get
fine.
Bill Corger's vote?
Yes, I did. He was yes.
I voted yes.
All right. Thank you.
So I have actually 9 yes, 12 no. So agenda approval is not approved. So we go for whatever
time extension, I guess.
This is Benito.
One moment. I got your Bill. You're on the stack after Grace. So between Jen and Grace, one of you, I assume, wanted an extension, an amendment.
I think it was Jan. She wanted an extension.
Are you sure?
Can she speak to it? Yeah. Extension of time for this meeting.
Yeah, this is Jan. I just wanted to.
Go ahead, Jan.
I just wanted to make a time certain to end this meeting at 10 o'clock so that we have time to deal with the bylaws. And also to deal with Serene's motion.
Could you explain better? What are you saying?
Please, Jan, first of all, 10 o'clock Eastern time, or?
Yes.
That's in 44 minutes. Okay. So what were you saying? You want to move that we...
I just want to have enough time, and we don't to deal with these bylaw amendments, and also to deal with Serene's motion regarding interviews and of the affiliates. I think we need time for that too. And
well, we could use the time allotted, or we could just keep.
Okay, I would like to just have a time certain to 10 o'clock, so we have more time. Please, can we just vote yes or no?
Sure. If there's a second. But I don't hear a second.
Let it go.
Second that. Secretary, let's go to a quick vote on that one.
Oh!
I don't know what that was. And then we still need to approve the agenda if we're going to pursue it.
Mr. Secretary?
There's no objections.
This is Benito.
I'm sorry, yeah, are there any objections? One sec, Benito. Are there any objections to Ms. Goodman's motion?
Yes.
What is the motion?
Yeah.
Okay, and I hear Ms. Kasanev objects.
I have a request for information, Benito.
Okay, let me just state the motion is that Jan wants to have a time certain of 10 p.m. Eastern Time to end this meeting. Mr. Benito, or Mr. Diaz, what's your question?
Yeah, I just wanted to know who seconded the motion because I started to and then...
I think it wasn't clear. I think it was Mansoor. But there was an objection, so now we're going to have to go to a vote on it. Mr. Secretary, a yes vote is that we have a time certain of about 35 minutes from now, and a no vote is not, so we can continue with our entire agenda. Take the vote, please.
Okay. This means that the open session would adjourn in 30 minutes. Is that right?
Right, the open session would adjourn at 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Excuse me, I would like to... I thought that I was extending this so that it wouldn't end at 9:30, but if it's open-ended, I'm happy with that to make it...
Jan?
Yes.
If you look at the website and you look at the cross-session agenda... The cross session begins at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. So this session goes to 11.
Okay, then I withdraw this. If our time certain is 11, I withdraw my
point of order.
For the record, I did say, are you sure? I think that was a point of order.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't see that. So I withdraw my motion.
No problem, no problem.
I'm very sorry.
Ms. Roberts, do you have a point of order?
Yes, sir. Yeah, my point of order is that... My point of order is that... Okay. My point for the third time. my point of order is that when that notice was put on KPFTX, it was put with a 9:30 notice for executive session. And we know this to be true because our three reminders hit our mailboxes and said 9:30. Sometime this afternoon, someone went and changed the time. That's inappropriate. The notice was for 9:30. This meeting ends at 9:30.
No,
so
it doesn't.
First of all, Jan, excuse me. First of all, Jan, can I?
Just a moment. I'm going to have Ms. Roberts' point of order clarified by the chair. At any rate, that's less than 3 minutes away. We don't want to argue past the time. So, Aki, please explain.
Wait a second. Why are you interrupting me to tell someone else to explain something? I have the floor.
Your point of order. I heard your point of order, Ms. Roberts, and I'm trying to address it.
No, we heard a lie coming up, and we also heard you let Jan Goodman withdraw a motion, which, once it's on the floor, cannot simply be withdrawn by the member.
It was a waste of time, and it was moot. She had it in reverse. She was asking for the opposite of what she wanted.
Okay.
She's.
I can't speak.
I tried to avoid it. It bothers me as much as it bothers anyone. Okay. We have to move on, and we're not going to waste time here.
It belongs to the body. You don't get to decide that she can withdraw it.
That's not even the point of order that you just called.
Jonathan, we're out of time. So can we go? Can we go?
Right, we're still on agenda approval, people. That's where we are.
We're voting on agenda approval, please. Okay.
So we're going to take the vote again. But mind you, if we were to approve the agenda now, there would be only a minute left. But Mr. Secretary, I'm going to ask you what to say on the notices. What time?
We're just going to take a vote on the agenda approval.
No. I'm asking a question.
We're out of time.
Too closely.
Vote on the agenda approval was amended. So, all right. Great time.
Aki, can you hear me?
Great time.
No point of information. Aki, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, no, Adriana, just a moment. What does it notice for the closed session?
I'm sorry.
The closed session?
I'm sorry, Ms. Patinev. You don't have the floor, and I'm going to call you to order.
Well, the closed session begins at 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
Thank you. Now we're going to go to the vote.
You got our three notices for 9:30.
Okay.
You changed that at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. You can't do that. That violates
the agenda.
You're out of order. And I'm going to call Ms. Kasanev, unless she's going to speak to the same point of order. I'm going to go to a vote.
No, sir.
Okay.
So, Ms. Kasanev? No. Aki, hold on. Ms. Kasanev, what did you say? Did you have a point of order or a point of information?
A point of information, sir, because you told me before when I asked to clarify, you said on this recording and on the stream that the certain time was 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You say for
That's
the stream.
Good.
I think you said that because I don't have the closed session agenda up in front of me, so I would not have stated a time. Thank you for your question, and there we are. And thank you, Mr. Secretary, for clarifying, and now take the vote.
Okay. So, Grace Allen, what is agenda approval? Agenda approval was amended. Okay. So, David Deason? Jim Brown? Okay, Adriana? Kasanev?
Obviously, no.
Okay, Kasanev is no. Bill Clojure?
Yes.
Clojure is yes. Catherine Davis?
I'm confused.
We're voting on the agenda approval is approved with the affiliates moved up as a number one item.
And what time does this meeting end according to what we're voting on right now?
11 p.m. Eastern Time.
All right, thank you.
Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis says yes. Benito, yes?
Pass.
Okay, Benito passes. Wanda? Salon? Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina passes. Ken Lover?
Yes.
Lover, yes. Father Mark?
Yes.
Well, Marcus, yes. Shereen Roberts?
We got three notices from 9:30. You know you changed that thing this afternoon.
Hello. Yes. Abstain.
Monsieur Savant?
Monsieur votes yes.
Savant, yes. James Cooks?
Yes.
Cooks, yes. Nancy Sullivan? Nancy? You get back to you. Alex Steinberg? Alex? All right. Marcus, yes. Temba? Shibanda? Temba? Okay. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Temba is no. Andrea Turner? Agenda approval? Andrea?
Okay. I pass.
Okay, pass. Mosquito?
No.
Mosquito? Okay, Mosquito is no. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. Jinbao?
No.
Jinbao is no. All right. Benito, you passed?
I vote no.
Okay, Benito is no. And Sabrina, you passed?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina is yes. And Serene?
Aki, you know you changed that notice illegally this afternoon.
Are you going to vote, Ms. Roberts, or are we going to voting?
Okay. Nancy
Sullivan? How many rules do you want to violate in one meeting?
Nancy Sullivan? Nancy Sullivan?
No.
Nancy is no, okay. Alex Steinberg? Alex? Okay, I don't get any Alex. All right. Andrea Turner, you passed? Or agenda approval?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Oh, yes. All right. Got it.
Oh, man.
How did you register my vote, Mr. Secretary?
I have no vote for you.
No, I voted no. Because I think what you're doing is illegal.
Okay. All right. So I have 13 yes, 6, 7 no, and 2 not voting. So agenda is approved. So for the minutes of all.
Item number 4 is minutes approval. We have 5 minutes for minutes approval. Are there any...
Diana Casnave? Yes, I have... Yes, I have an objection, and I can state it right now.
Thank you, Ms. Kasanev. What is your objection to the minutes?
Yes. You know, the Mr. Tanaka, you're not complying with the directive that you received multiple times during the PNB meetings. I read from the stream in December 7th and was recognized by the chair and emailed you and the entire PNB my point of order about the illegal addition to the special meeting agenda posted at KPFCX.org of the violation of the Pacifica Foundation by law and Robert Rule of Order. I will send it to all of you again, but I sent it then, and you omitted it again on the draft minute of the PNB special meeting of 7-7 to put it there. I do not see reflected in the draft minute me either the request from some directors to allow the KPFC LSE representative to dispute the unfounded charges against them before being declared guilty without any proof of evidence, just partisan rumors. You can run through the PNB meeting because you have the votes, but it does not allow you to misrepresent what's happened. fortunately this time, it was in the open part of the special meeting of the December 7, 2017, and the listeners can corroborate the veracity of my claim. Please do not allow Mr. Tanaka, your partnership, interfere with what the Pacifica National Board of Directors secretary legal requirements are. And more than that, even your minutes said that we approved the minutes of December 7th, sir. How can we approve at the beginning of the December 7th the minutes of the same meeting that we didn't even went through? Please,
fine.
Thank you. That's time, Ms. Kaff. I'll ask Mr. Secretary to answer Ms. Kasanoff's charges.
Okay, yeah, you're right that the minutes approval of December 7th is obviously a mistake, so that should be 11:30. And then the other part about what was missing, Adriana, could you speak? What part was missing about...
Yes, sir. You can see there, and I sent an email again
okay.
to all of you
okay.
with the same email that I sent there with my point of order, and I can read it if you want. The illegal addition.
No. Just giving the part that was additional.
Yes. The point of order, and you didn't put it there, and the chair asked you to please put the point of order, the entire point of order there.
Okay.
And I sent it to the at that meeting, and you again neglect to put it there.
I see. So what you're saying is that the point of order that attributes to you is not the complete one that you had. So, okay, all right. So then you go back
that,
and look
day.
At... Yeah, I thought I kind of. Well, I usually cut on paper.
Ms. Kasanoff,
Okay.
Kasanoff, stop yelling at Mr. Tanaka.
Okay. Because I know I cut on paper, so I'll make sure, Adriana, I'll make sure I'll go back to the point of order you had back then, and I'll make sure that it's reflected. I apologize for that. All right. So let me do that.
Okay. Are there any other corrections to the minutes of 12:07? I'm going to ask again, and this is the last time. Are there any other corrections to the minutes of 12:07:17? Very well. The minutes have been approved. We're on item number 5.
No, sir. I oppose to approve this minute.
Not a fair
no, sir.
Correction.
Okay, we'll go to the vote.
What I was just asking there a moment ago, were there any objections? Was there any reason in particular you didn't speak out?
No, sir. You asked if we had any other correction. No, if we had any objections.
You objected and he was making the corrections, but I see that's not good enough. So we're going to go ahead because we're at time and vote on agenda approval. So there were no other outside of Ms. Kasanoff. I think that was clear that no one else spoke up. And obviously there's an objection. And so if you don't approve of these minutes, vote no.
Okay.
If you approve these minutes, vote yes. But we're at time,
Mr.
Secretary.
Grace Adam, minutes approval?
Yes.
Grace is yes. All right. David Beaton?
Yes.
Beaton is yes. Jim Brown?
Oh.
Okay, Brown is no. Adriana?
No.
Okay, so there is no. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Crozier is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis says yes. Benito Diaz?
Which minutes are these? What date?
This is for the December 7th. Yeah, the last week's.
And I vote no.
Okay, Benito is no. Juan Vergara is Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Good name is Sabina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay.
take this. Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Lofer, yes. Robert Mark? Robert Mark? Get back to you. Sally Horowitz?
No.
Okay. Robert says no. Mansour, Savant?
Yes.
Tobias, yes. TM Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs, yes. Nancy Soda?
No.
Soda is no. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Tamba, Shibanda?
No.
Tamba is no. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay, Turner is no. Muscular, Washington?
No.
Okay, Muscular is no. Jonathan? Alexander?
Yes.
Okay, Jonathan is yes. Let me get back to Robert Mark. I missed you.
Yes.
Okay, Robert is yes. All right. So I think I got everybody. So I have 13 yes, 8 no, and 1 not missing. So minute is approved. So we go to item number, we go to item number 2, which is the...
No, that's item number 5, Aki. Just a moment, Benito. I'll call in a second. That's the item number 5, Aki, right? I'm still having a... issues. At any rate, we're on item number 5. That's 15 minutes. Mr. Diaz, did you have something?
Point of order.
Yeah, could you...
Just a moment. I hear you, Mr. Roberts. Mr. Diaz was first.
Thank you. Can you clarify the vote? I think Aki said 13 yes. I counted 11 yes.
Aki?
Yes, I get 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, 13 yes and 8 no.
Well, who are they? Because at 11.
13. The minute approval is 13. Okay, I can get you. The 13 is Grace Allen, Jonathan, David Beaton, Bill Crozier, Kathy Davis, Jen Goodman, Sabrina Jacobs, Ken Lofer, Robert Mark, Mansour Sabah, T.M. Scruggs, Alex Steinberg, Maki Tanaka, and that's 13, I think. All right.